once again, was there in the Courier Mail this morning? I won't go back over that. But once again, somebody stolen car in Brisbane onto the express, ramming a police car. Why? Just because they can. Their belief is there's no significant consequences. And do you know what? Most people believe them, believe that is exactly the case, and that's why it's happening with greater frequency. Cast your mind back to last week. I think it was early last week, if I remember rightly. This was from the Courier Mail. It says police will allege charges relating to incidents in the suburbs of Vincent. This is Townsville. Vincent, Gulliver, Pimlico and Kirwan, and including property crime, unlawful use of motor vehicles, plural, stolen cars, plural, ramming police cars, between September 5 and 8. I won't go through all the details of it, but it goes on to say it's alleged that last week the driver of a stolen dark grey Hyundai 1 or I-30 deliberately drove onto the incorrect side of the road at a police vehicle before occupants of the vehicle later threw bricks at multiple police cars, causing damage. Two other police cars were rammed on that night. This is Townsville. This is just down the road from here, and it's absolutely out of control, and you would wonder what on earth is going on. Look, I put a call through to Dale last. He's just down the road, and also he happens to be the Shadow Minister for Police and Corrective Services. Dale, good morning.
Good morning, John.
I know there's probably not much we can say if indeed there have been arrests and charges laid, but just generally, give us an overview, because this level of crime just takes the breath away.
Look, in recent weeks, there's no question it's escalated to a whole new level, and what we saw unfold on the streets of Townsville a week or so ago was just unbelievable. These kids basically took control of Townsville. They took control of the streets. They were chasing police vehicles down the street. As you said, they were throwing bricks and pavers at police vehicles. Police vehicles were actually ordered off the road for fear of the safety of the officers. And when it gets to that level, you have to question, have we lost control? And we certainly fired some pretty serious questions at the minister about that, because I was getting calls from police officers who were in genuine fear of their own safety. And if our police officers are in that situation with all their training and all their equipment and resources that they have available to them, what about the public?
Well, that's exactly, if you've got the police force cowering in fear, you've got an emergency. I cannot understand why we've got a state government just looking the other way and hoping this issue will disappear.
Well, they still have us believe that it's all under control and that crime's reducing. And as I pointed out again in Parliament last week to the minister, it's far from it. And we still have a very serious juvenile crime problem, particularly in the north of the state. And these kids are becoming more brazen.
This is Kylie Lang from The Courier the other day. She wrote this: break-ins and car thefts are spiralling as neighbourhoods are terrorised by thugs, many of them children. It's a disgrace but hardly a surprise. The Palaszczuk government's made hollow promises to crack down on youth crime and supposedly strengthened the Youth Justice Act in April after mounting community pressure. But laws that are not enforced only encourage crime because consequences are nil. She goes on to say this: where are the GPS trackers on the ankles of 16 and 17-year-olds out on bail? And she asks this question. I can imagine people across the state echoing this. Why are repeat offenders released at all? You talk to police here and they know all the car thieves. They know the people most often involved in this, and they're 12 and 13, 14 and 15 and 16. They know them on first name terms. Why do they know them? Because they're out constantly, this revolving door. And it's just an insult to all the victims and potential victims.
100% right. They actually put the very first GPS tracker on a juvenile offender this week after 6 months. It defies belief, and you'd have to say, in anyone's terms, that GPS tracker trial's been a dismal pop. And when you think about what they're doing, pulling people out of cars at the point of a machete, bashing elderly people, I mean, it is just not on. And these kids need to be held to account. They need to be held to account for their actions, and there needs to be consequences, as you've just said, and that's not happening at the moment.
Look, do you know, here's a bit of an insight here into our judiciary and why everyone's just getting angrier by the day about the inaction to bring some of these worst offenders to heel, especially when you've got now police in Townsville cowering in fear because they go out in their cars and they're hit with bricks or smashed by stolen cars. This was, I think it was a couple of days ago, there it is, Saturday Courier Mail, a retiring judge has spoken of the social disgrace of the high number of juveniles remanded in custody. He's saying we're being too harsh on the offenders. Anyway, he was speaking at his valedictory. He's retiring this week, but it goes on to say here, this is his farewell speech. He talks about the appalling state of youth detention. Anyway, he's quoting from the Children's Court Queensland at an annual report. He said 208 young people were in custody in Queensland on any day. He's horrified by this. He says 70% were Indigenous. He said only 14% were in custody as a result of sentences and 86% were remanded in custody. See, this is it. Rather than protect the victims, they seem to be focused on protecting the offenders.
And that's the issue that we've got here. If these kids are out there engaging in this type of behaviour, throwing bricks at police vehicles, chasing police vehicles, holding people up with machetes, they belong in jail. And I don't care what anyone says, they belong in jail because we have to protect our community.
Yes.
And that's the fundamental role of our police officers. Mm. And if they're not being allowed to do their job and you know, not supported by the judiciary, then we've got a real problem on our hands.
If you've got the police force cowering in fear, legitimately, because you're going to have bricks thrown at the windows, etc., you're going to cop injuries, they're going to have thieves in stolen cars ramming the police cars. I mean, two or three in a night, it's just beyond belief. We're going to get to a stage where they'll have to call in the army eventually.
Well, you've got a question. The other night when those police vehicles were pulled off the street, what would have happened if we had a serious incident, a domestic violence incident, or an armed hold-up, or a bad traffic accident? Where's the police response
exactly
to those types of incidents? And for me, there's a real line in the sand now with the behaviour of these young offenders, and they're being held to account, and the laws that are in place at the moment. This is just not acceptable. And the government needs to take responsibility for it and start listening to the community.
Appreciate the update. Thanks, Dale.
Thanks, John.
He's the Shadow Minister for Police and Corrective Services. And his name is Dale Last, member down there at Burdekin. It's now on 9210.